serves the best interest of the commission, then I'm glad to do it. If it doesn't, I'm glad to do whatever can help serve the best interest. It's been in my personal, and I understand it's anecdotal, experience that numbers and facts tend to carry a little more weight when making decisions. And I understand that I'm sure all nonprofits and everyone of the animal community can understand the need for money. So I'm sure that's not new air to breathe in this discussion. However, if we can focus more on a longer-term revenue-generating model by looking at different opportunities within the city, perhaps that can save the animal shelter and generate a better rapport for constituents to want to invest into their city. So I was just hoping for that. If that's not an angle that, or an alternative hypothesis that anyone wants to go with, I'm more than happy to stand on the side of whatever anyone wants to go with.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how we're going to get these together and make a presentation to the council.
I didn't know we were going to make, I thought we were just going to send a memo or whatever the form would take, a written statement.
Well,
and where do you want it to go?
How it could go to the mayor and the city council members.
Well, let me weigh in on that real quickly. The protocol for submitting something to the mayor and council, since Melina is the secretary to the commission, it should be performed by Melina.
So she
can record the position of the commissioners on any given issue and then draft a memorandum.
But if we wanted to speak to the mayor, we can't compose something and bring it to the council for, what do I want to say, concessions for everybody's agreement?
For consideration?
Yeah.
Well, Melina would draft that for you based on the direction that you provided.
So as a protocol, you would need to identify exactly what you wanted to convey to the mayor and council collectively.
Yeah.
So not just one member, but collectively. So if you have something that you drafted, and then you can take a vote to present that to the mayor and council on behalf of the Animal Control Commission. It can be sent to them in a written form. If you want to address the mayor and council, you can do that during the public comment section of any council meeting. In order for you to do a presentation to the council, it would have to be an agendized item. And generally speaking, this is not something, remember, nothing's been presented to the council for them to make a decision as of yet, so I think that would be a premature move, but in terms of you putting something in writing to them, this would be perfectly fine as long as you come to a concurrence in terms of what content you would like to have included in that. And Melina, in terms of staff support, could assist you with, you know, taking the language that you have provided and preparing that and then bringing that back to the commission for final adoption, because you can't have her do anything that is not adopted by you as the commission.
And I'm assuming that there's a signature page that each commission would have to sign before this goes in, or what?
Yes.
Or is it just?
Well, you could do it at one of your regular meetings. You can actually take a motion. The chair would take a motion to.
And the
approved, and then it would say approved and denied, and then your motion would reflect that in your memo. So there would be no reason that you would have to do the signing if you wanted to do signing.
I just saw the commissioner meeting.
Right, and it should be part of your regular meeting where you openly discuss and move something forward for.
I think all that sounds great. I just think sometimes commissioners have felt they could never speak as a group. I don't know, somebody help me. They can't speak as a group. It gets turned into a statement by whoever is overseeing that commission. And I'm not just speaking for this commission. I was on another commission where we would come up with many ideas and we couldn't do any of them without approval from the overseeing agency.
Aren't we speaking as a group through this format?
The chief decided yes.
Okay. Yeah.
If we have a new role, which we've never had before, to act as an advisory board to the city council, in my opinion, right or wrong, the council has to either agree with me or not, sending a statement to them saying that we strongly support keeping the shelter in city limits is the beginning of that. It doesn't rule out speaking to them if we decide to do that down the road. But, you know, I think I'm getting a little anxious. This has been the third month that we've been talking about doing this, which is fine, except I don't know what they're doing. And they may be moving ahead on this in some way. And I think as a commission, we need to state what our feelings are.
Of course.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
No, is a normal protocol when an item comes up, when an item is proposed, then the commission would then weigh in on the proposal as it's presented and then take a position with the city council. In this case, there is nothing on the table at this time, so you guys are somewhat having a conversation in a vacuum without having a proposal to speak to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I beg to differ with you on the vacuum. The last city council, there were 30 people that spoke about this issue. I may be wrong on that.
Right, but they're not speaking to a particular proposal. They're speaking to concepts that will probably be considered in a proposal, but there's no formal proposal. There's no formal course of action that's been recommended for the city council to take quite yet. So all I'm saying is that procedurally, it might be easier for you guys to have an informed conversation and take an informed position when you have the actual proposal to review, and then you guys can decide what position you have on that proposal. And
so
that's typically the way the course of business would go. And I'm not saying that you're bound by that. I'm just saying that with most of the commissions, they typically don't have the conversations or take a position before there's a proposal to address.
Are you saying that we, at this point, are getting ahead of ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Wait until things are
black
and white.
I'm not saying you're getting ahead of yourselves. I'm saying that there's the potential that you're getting ahead of yourself and that the way you're handling this is at least inconsistent with the normal course of business for commissions.
Yeah.
But it's not my role to direct you guys how to, what actions to take. And to your point, as far as you made reference to an overseer of the commission, you guys are an independent body. You guys speak directly to the council. So we are here to provide your administrative support so that your voice can be heard. So whatever positions you take, Melina will draft those in a formalized memorandum that will be from the commission to the council. The police department and myself as the liaison for the police department, I don't weigh in or approve it or disapprove it. I have no role in that.
Well, I'm not going to belabor the point, but in a previous commission, if we said we should write a letter to the editor, we should do something, we were told, no, that's not approved.
Well, I think it's not appropriate within the scope of the commission's role.
I don't either. The letter to the editor.
Correct.
But something to the council, maybe.
Correct. So you can write a letter to the editors as an individual.
Personally,
you
can.
But yes. Speaking for the commission, that would be outside the commission protocols.
Well, we just heard no so much. I heard it all the time.
Well, I think that speaks to why the city manager has made changes as far as who's liaising to the commissions. so that you guys are getting better information from you know, from higher authority within the departments that you're overseeing functions for.
In a way, it's like we were even suppressed about giving information to the council.
I can't, but that's not speaking to my feelings.
What?
That
I'm saying this,
feelings.
It was not.
Yeah, no, I can't weigh on that either, because I've only been dealing with your commission for a couple of months now, but I can tell you that there's no reason that that should occur, and that any position that you guys want to take, then we will facilitate that position being heard by the council.
Okay, now, have we stated just exactly what our goal is? What is our goal as a commission?
Well, I think what we need to do is, we could be prepared to, with these points, and wait for something to come up that involves us directly, right?
Sure.
And then we can submit this to the council, but we could have something in place to give to Molina to...
See, I'm not very understanding. You're sort of saying, if I'm hearing you right, wait until the city council decides we're going to look at outsourcing or we're not going to look at outsourcing, and then we state a position.
What I'm saying is that the normal progression,
right,
is that the staff, the professional staff of the city, regardless of what department they're from, will make a staff recommendation that goes through the city manager's office. The city manager will choose and it's actually the city manager's recommendation ultimately. She takes recommendation from her staff, and then she makes a recommendation as the city manager as to what position the council should take on a particular issue. That recommendation is published on the agenda, and then you get an opportunity to see the staff work or the supporting documentation for that position.
Published
on the city council agenda, yes. And then once that information is public, then you know what facts the city manager is deriving her recommendation from, and you can then weigh in on whether you think it's a good recommendation, a bad recommendation, whether you agree or disagree with the staff work or the facts that support that decision.
When that's recommended, how we would become aware of it through...
Your staff liaison will make sure, given that this is something that impacts animal control issues, and given your charge, that you are apprised of anything that would be moving forward relative to a change in animal control services, and that's Captain Green. He would have that responsibility to ensure that you receive that information in advance, so that you're aware of that, and that you can respond accordingly. That does not mean, however, that if you want to draft a memo at this point in time, that you cannot do that. You absolutely can, and if you want to go that direction, you can. But just understand that at this stage, nothing's been presented for you to formally respond to and make a recommendation to council on. You're more at this stage talking in generalities. If a recommendation is made for consideration by council, these are your thoughts and considerations that you would like them to take into account. So
there's a different, I'm sorry, so there's a different protocol for the chain of command?
What do you mean in terms of the...
Well, now we have to have further steps, more steps in order to, or less steps in order to...
There's not really a difference in the chain of command. We're just trying to make sure that you understand clearly what your role is and the mechanisms by which you can convey your thoughts to the mayor and council. Because remember, the mayor and council are the ones that make the policy decisions of the city. They have tasked you, however, as community citizens concerned with animal control matters, to provide input as they make policy decisions. Mm-hmm. So you're giving them, advising them on your thoughts as a community representative, so that they're taking into account a broader perspective. That is your charge. Yep. So really that isn't really new. We're just trying to make sure that everybody's clear on that role and clear in how you go about doing that and fulfilling your role as an animal control commissioner. That's really all.
So. I was just going to say, if there was a way to measure the rumor mill, you know, I think I've heard enough rumors about the animal shelter. I can't equate it with anything except lakes and streams. in terms of the magnitude of the public concern and action, if you think of the people coming to the meeting. So,
Well, there has been a lot of rumor, and that's why I bring up the point that you must. It's just a point for consideration. It's not my job to direct your decisions, but just as a point for consideration that would be consistent with how the other commissions typically handle business. As they tell you, have something concrete in front of you, and then offer an opinion on that matter, rather than offering opinions on rumors.
Well, I agree with you about the rumors, but you said the city manager would recommend to the council how they felt they should vote if this were to come up to an issue.
No. The mayor and council are the policy setters of this city.
Right.
The city manager is, for all intents and purposes, the CEO of the city. So the city manager is tasked with preparing information and data and options available for the mayor and council to consider, and so that they can set the policy direction of the city. So she's responsible from a professional standpoint to present options to the council for consideration so that we can operate as an organization, that we can meet our obligations to the citizens of the city, that we can operate within the context of the money that we have available within our budget. That's the role of the city manager. It's not the role of the city manager to set policy, it's the role of the city manager to run the city under the policy that's been set by the mayor and council.
So the city manager will make a recommendation as to what is most optimum given the city's goals and objectives, mm-hmm. budget, etc. But there's always options for the council to consider. Ultimately, the council always makes that decision.
Yeah.
But if we would be told at the point that she's going to tell her opinion or findings with, excuse me, I'm in trouble. Her findings with the city council members, if that's when we would find out what her opinions or findings were, then it's like voted on the next day?
No. It wouldn't, the turnaround's not that quick. You guys would have those.
Good governance requires, under the Brown Act, that there is no meeting that can take place that we don't have at least 72 hours notice an item that would be presented. Just like for you have your meetings that are posted, we agendize them, we publicly post them at least 72 hours in advance. The same thing for the any council action item. And for something of this nature, the council may have some type of a study workshop if they were to take into consideration something of this nature. So, but yes, there would always be advance notice. It would always be publicly posted. It would always have the backup documentation as part of that recommendation so that you'd have an opportunity to review that and weigh in.
I think that was our concern. Well, that it would all happen so fast, we wouldn't be able to do anything. Yeah. Not that we're going to do anything in the final.
Sure, but you want to be able to weigh in on it.
We want to be able to weigh in, and I don't think the way things work in the city that it's going to happen that fast that you wouldn't have the time for it.
It hasn't been my experience that anything happens very fast here.
Well, I'm still waiting for Lakes and Streams.
Well, there you go.
So,
okay. And I made the statement long ago, what's our goal? As a group, as a group of commissioners, is our goal to persuade the council that the shelter is needed in the city of San Bernardino and why?
Ultimately, I believe that is the goal.
I believe you're right, yes. Now we progress from there. It's up to us as a council. But we got so many people sitting around us now that we can't holler at each other, you see, the way we have in the past. Because the setting is too formal for that, so.
Well, certainly you can speak your mind, but we would want everyone to be treated with respect. And,
yes.
Okay, I personally would like to send something now. That's me, person. What do you want as a commission?
I would respectfully like to wait on doing something until we have more information on exactly what direction it's going, so that we're not usurping any kind of chain of process, and that it doesn't look poorly on us doing anything preemptively.
I would concur on that item. If we would want to maybe marry these in some way and come up with something that we would be prepared to go to them when, if the discussion ever came, I mean, if it ever came up that we needed to present something to the council, then we would have it in place.
I would be able to just every council meeting before this becomes an agendized item, talk about how much we love the shelter and how much it's important, just arbitrarily just saying every single time and inundate the public comments that we each have 3 minutes of discussing how important it is without any motive behind it on an agenda item.
I would like to know how some of the other council members speak.
Well, I would like, as Charlotte has said, to make a simple statement now to the to the council and the mayor about our being, as I think we almost all are, in support of keeping the shelter in San Bernardino and not outsourcing it to some other city. And I just learned from the paper that Fontana did go from San Bernardino. They outsourced to Riverside now. Anyway, and I think that it's appropriate when you think that one of our responsibilities, in my opinion, is responding to the public's comments, feelings, and concerns about the shelter. And if they're all involved, which a lot of them are, and whether they're going to close the shelter or not, I see no harm in telling the mayor and city council that we've taken those rumors into consideration and would like to let it be known that we are in favor of keeping the shelter open at this point, and that we realize it's not an official issue yet, but it's an official concern. There's no doubt about that.
How about Marilyn and Lacey?
I'm in favor of keeping the shelter open. And, you know, with the seniors having sometimes more than one pet, it's just hard for them to communicate even with the shelter being in the location that it's in. So if they had to move somewhere to another county where it just, you know, wouldn't be fair to us as a senior citizen and to the others that are handicapped or, you know, transportation to get there. So I'm in favor for it to being there, and I've been here all my life, and I was surely missed it from being out of that location. So I'm in favor of keeping it there. It may need improvements, but that can be done eventually, but I'm in favor for it to stay in San Bernardino.
I think we're looking more about what action for the council
that
take.
That's
right. I think we're all in favor of keeping the shelter open. Marilyn, I don't know.
What I was going to say is that a copy of our letter, when we finalize the letter, a copy of the letter can it go to each council person?
Yes, you can.
All right.
Once you collectively decide that you would like to move forward a letter on behalf of the commission, that can be distributed to the mayor and council as a recommendation from the Animal Control Commission, which they
have. But how would we preface that? That if we gave every councilman, every council person, a copy of our letter, how would we preface that? You're going to get, who would do that?
Your staff liaison. That's why you have a staff liaison, so that your staff liaison will assist you in carrying out the direction that you give.
It will be addressed to the mayor and council.
Okay.
At large.
Okay.
Like so you're addressing
it to
the mayor and council,
yeah.
And then we will ensure, I think we collectively, the administrative staff that's assigned to you will ensure that it gets distributed as you request to the mayor and council.
Okay. And then give them a period of time. They have to digest it, read it and digest it, and probably discuss it among themselves. I don't know.
So remember that
until they have an item that they're being taking into consideration, there's really nothing for them to do other than to take into account your thoughts at this point in time.
Yeah.
But unless there's an item before them to take actual formal action on, there's really nothing for them to do other than to take your thoughts at this stage. Should it come to pass that an item is considered for outsourcing or anything else relative to the animal shelter, the thoughts that you have already previously conveyed.
Right, and what we're trying to get into their heads is the idea of our feelings of why we want the shelter to keep, sure. keep open, and as stated in our written
sure.
letter to them. And so we would give them time then to digest this, just not, I don't know.
But
you're not going to hand them anything, they'll get it ahead of time.
Right, so you would send that to them, but there's really nothing for them to respond
right.
on.
Respond
because there's not an item for them to consider at this stage. But yes, we will ensure that if you prepare a letter formally on behalf of the commission, that is distributed to them to right. review and consider should it come to pass that an item is presented to them for a policy decision. And remember, you will also be advised of such an item given the impact that it has on the animal shelter as the Animal Control Commission. So, yeah.
That would be good, too, to say that we're,
oh, yeah.
we would appreciate hearing if there's any more formal activity.
Your staff liaison will ensure that you as a commission are apprised of any of those items that would be considered by the mayor and council. And remember, those are always publicly posted, and so you'd have an opportunity to review those as well, but they will make sure that they take the formal action of notifying you as well, just so that you are alerted to any such item.
You've never had someone from the, I don't know whether to say the mayor's office before or not, but it's good.
You want a motion?
Well,
yes.
I move that we send a recommendation to the city council and the mayor that as the Animal Control Commission, we support the continuation of the shelter in the city of San Bernardino.
But
you
want to
write this?
You're putting the cart before the horse.
No.
You got to put
that's
the horse
motion.
Out.
Is it seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Hi.
Now you're saying that you want to tell the council. Are you what are you going to give them that's written?
I don't know. We haven't put it together.
Yet.
We haven't put it together yet. The first step to me is the decision whether to do it or not.
But if you're asking them to support something, don't they have to have supportive information?
No, I'm not asking them to support anything. I'm telling
we're
them
just
what
good.
We
we're,
support.
So
you want to get
she wants to draft a letter. Stating our feelings, you know, how the commission feels about the animal shelter.
You want to read the motion again?
I'm trying to
try to put this together.
So, Commissioner Levesque, if you can, is it Levesque?
Sure, Levesque. Yeah.
Levesque, okay. If you could, if you could just reiterate, you said you wanted to make a motion to request to formally,
to make a motion stating to the mayor and the commission
an advisement,
not the commission, the commission, the council, and stuff, to the mayor and the council that the recommendation of the commission. Is that we keep the animal shelter in the city of San Bernardino. Should it ever occur that they want to move it.
But you need supportive information to go along with that. Are you going to say then
no,
we will be adding to this and we will be telling you or?
No, I think the first step is do you want to do something now or do you, this is how I see it, I'm not, you know, perfect here, or do you want to wait until it's the more usual procedure? I'm saying I want to do it now.
Well,
if you don't want to do it now, that's fine, let's just hold it down. But if you want to do it now, then we decide what form it is.
Well, you're going to alert the council then that more information.
No. I'm not sending this. I'm not sending anything. What we send depends upon whether or not we decide to send.
Are you not asking to send an advisement to the council that we have heard the rumors and we are in favor of maintaining things status quo?
However do you want to put it? I call for the question. Put it down.
It's kind of hard.
We've got to put this in steps, in logical steps. And
What is that?
First of all, the council has to be alerted to the, of our concern.
That's what we're gonna do by...
I think that's what you wanted.
Yes. And then the follow-up information states our, the reasons for our concern. Is that right? That's the steps you wanna take?
No, but I wanna vote now. Either we wanna do it or we don't, and let's just make a...
You wanna vote what?
That we communicate with the mayor and the city council the recommendation of the Animal Control Commission to keep the shelter open.
All right, and if I were a council person, I'd say, for what reason? We've heard these negative things, we've heard these positive things, we need some information. If I'm gonna deal with any issue as serious as this, I want more facts, more statistics, more information.
Okay. But doesn't the submission of that make more sense when it's a formalized issue?
Huh?
Doesn't the submission of facts and points and substantiation become more pertinent when it's a formalized issue in that the city council has something on the paper?
We're alerting them of our concern. We're alerting them of what we want to do. And then we're going to give them the reasons why.
I see, I think we're getting way...
We sure are. We sure are.
Then vote it down. I call for the question.
Okay,
all in favor?
Well, first we should probably formally state what the initial motion was. So I'll just go ahead and rephrase what you said, Commissioner. So Commissioner Levick stated that she is requesting to submit, or made a motion, excuse me, to request to submit a formal recommendation, or excuse me, to submit a recommendation to the mayor and city council that the Animal Control Commission, should the time come, make a formal recommendation that the commission is in favor to keep the animal shelter open. That was the first.
Should the time come.
I'm gonna understand we're making a motion to recommend a recommendation.
Yes, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. So we're recommending a recommendation.
I guess it's my question. I don't know.
Because I'm interpreting, first we as a body should vote, are we going to do this task or not? Secondly, upon fruition of that task is when we deliver said document upon knowledge of an agendized item. So that we're not delivering anything preemptively.
I think we've all heard a lot about this issue and have some opinions for it.
Of course, and we all feel the same way. Exactly, and we know the reasons why. We've heard all the reasons why, and we've had all those fine people talk to us about what they've observed and their feelings about it. We feel the same way. But now we're just trying to find the steps, the first way to go. Okay, I'm gonna alert the council that we want to, I'm sure they know this, but then that's all right. We have to formally...
Are you sure that they know how we feel about this as a commission?
I've talked to a couple of commissioners, yeah.
Commissioners.
Councilmen.
I don't mean kind of commissioners.
You know, I don't care personally if we get the cart before the horse. I would just like us to share this opinion informally or whatever in writing. So instead of waiting till the 72 hours, you know, although I doubt that it would be that short a time frame, but there could be some things I know a heck of a lot less about. You know, I've talked to a lot of people about this and a lot of people have talked to me. So this is less foreign than Lakes and Streams, my favorite reference point today.
You know, we have a very heavy agenda today, in my opinion. I think as a commission, vote yay or nay. Doesn't mean you can't pick it up again at a later date if you vote it down.
I would motion to table it so that we can formally understand one cohesive option, because I'm interpreting that yes, we want to do, obviously everyone wants to do something about it, it's just our method as approach is the discussion, correct? Like, We all want to do something so we have an end goal, but our method, our process goals are where it's getting tangled, is what I'm interpreting.
So now we have two motions.
We're still active in one.
Yeah, that's a substitute motion. If there's a second for that, you're going to take your second motion first, and then you would go back to the first motion if the second motion does not pass.
And then with your motion, are you going to state that more information will be coming out, reasons why?
No, that was not my... That could be, but that was not the intention.
Because if I'm going to read that and say, why?
Okay, all right, there's a motion, and there's a second. Okay, you are making a motion to table?
I'm sorry, who seconded the motion for Commissioner Levin?
Oh, Jane.
Okay.
And the motion is that you, your proposal will go to the council right away. But without a follow-up sentence.
Say again? I'm sorry.
Without a follow-up sentence, as I just said, that information will be coming, or statistics will be shown to you why, or whatever. If I'm going to, if you're going to make a motion like that, I want to know why.
Okay. I think that means to be determined. That was not part of my initial motion.
Well, who's going to determine it?
The next thing would be to make a motion to determine what you're going to send. Did you want to make a motion to table?
I was suggesting so that we can, because in time constraint, we've spent the last 50 minutes on, and I feel that we are no further than when we started. So,
can I make a motion to table my motion?
Well, we should probably finish the...
You can withdraw your motion.
Okay, I'm going to withdraw the motion.
You're going to withdraw, okay.
Yes, I withdraw. Does it have to be withdrawn by the second, too?
Yes.
Somebody. I don't want to, but I will.
I should second it. Okay.
So do we have a motion to table this?
The final minutes will read that Commissioner Levick made a motion. Commissioner Gottinger seconded the motion, but then Commissioner Levick decided to withdraw her motion.
Ouch.
And she sat on me and I acquiesced.
And Commissioner Gottinger withdrew her motion as well. So that's how the minutes will read.
Right.
Okay.
And now is there a substitute motion made to table?
Well, the motion is fine, but you need an addition.
No, the motion's been withdrawn. No. The motion's been withdrawn. Now, if you want to put this item on the agenda as a tabled item, you need a motion to table it, I think.
Continue it to the next meeting if that's what you want to do.
So I'm going to raise a motion to table this item so we can formally outline a plan of action and spend that time directed towards that plan of action to the next meeting.
I will second it.
You will second it? All in favor?
And when you say plan of action, do the other commissioners understand what that plan of action will be?
That will be determined, like that's what we're going to create. So when we have that agendized item for us to discuss, we're going to come to discuss purposefully how we're going to go about and how we plan to do that so that it can...
And we have these that we can...
Get an idea, a stepping stone per se.
This is a stepping stone. I agree.
Chairman Frank, if you wish, you can, direct that... someone on the commission to work on crafting something to be presented at the next commission meeting, or if you simply want your commission to read through this information and come back for discussion next time, that's an option as well.
Does anybody like to volunteer to craft on this?
Say that again.
What do you say? Say what? Craft?
Craft?
Draft or craft?
Draft or craft?
I thought she said...
She said draft, not craft. Well, same thing, draft and craft.
I'll volunteer to craft a draft that can be completely changed and just as a stepping stone for the first, just to initiate something to move forward, and I'll complete it with... phased implementations of, according to the procedures spoken, that so that we're consistent with standards that everyone's used to, so that if we were to move, everyone's conditioned to our movement.
Perfect.
If you're going to craft something or to turn it into a draft, you will need a lot of input into your draft.
I think she's got a lot of input.
And remember, something it would have to be agendized on your next meeting, and you would have to discuss it collectively
exactly.
At that point in time. That
yes.
Can be sent beyond
yes.
By one commissioner without all yeah. Commissioners sure, having yeah. Seen and adopted.
Right, right. That has to be input from all.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we're by that do. Is it going to be on the agenda now?
So you would make a motion to continue it to the next meeting, to continue the item to the next meeting, and you've given direction to per Commissioner Buckley to take the two drafted memos that you have and blend them together and bring something back to the full commission for review and discussion.
Yeah.
If that's what you choose to do. It sounded like that's what you
yes.
Were asking
that's,
for. Is that what you were asking
that's,
for? Okay.
Yes.
I don't want to put words into
yeah.
But I think you did, and that's fine.
Okay.
We just go with that.
Okay. So
move.
And for clarification,
so
it's
Commissioner, I'm sorry, Chair.
Okay.
So for clarification, Commissioner Buckley had essentially made that motion already. She stated that she would like to table this at the moment, agendize it for the next commission, and Commissioner Lovick second the motion.
And she's going to prepare a letter, as I understand.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all in favor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Anyone opposed?
No, I don't always oppose.
Okay, moving on. New business. Bylaws proposed, attached, that means that needs a vote.
So let's maybe just put it, if you, I could give you some time just to give me a couple of minutes to kind of walk through what's been presented to you. If you need to, would like to make changes, you can do that. That's why they're being presented in draft form. And then before anything is adopted, you will adopt it first, and then it will go to the mayor and council for it to be officially adopted. Okay, so the item that is before you are official bylaws for the Animal Control Commission. Remember, we have a resolution that establishes the scope, what it is that you're charged by the mayor and council to do. The bylaws are simply an item to formally lay out when your regular meetings will be, where they will be, how the chair and vice chair are appointed, who your staff liaison is or how the staff liaison is appointed in their role and responsibility. So it just kind of formalizes those functions for you. And then, of course, we've got other resolutions that were adopted by the council in terms of time limits on public speakers at all, open meetings and those kinds of things. So we're not repeating anything that's already in another area, but we want to make sure that we formally have you adopt when you want to meet, where you want to meet, how you want to appoint your chair and vice chair, when you want to do that annually, consistent with all of the boards and commissions. So that's the item before you, and then we can walk to them. It sounds like a couple of commissioners have some questions, so before maybe we get through.
And this may be totally off the wall, but please take into consideration that the next building that we may meet in, the mold and the mildew reeks. My allergy is off the wall right now. As soon as you get the door, you smell the mildew and the mold.
Well, hopefully there's not mildew and mold in here. We have a lot of employees that work
it
in here.
Maybe it's just the age of the building that I smell.
It is an older building.
Yes.
Right? This is an older building?
Not, well, on the scale of really old buildings, no. But it is not a brand new building.
No, it's not.
That is true.
It's a lot newer than the building you've been meeting in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this, I mean, the smell is just, it's overwhelming, because I do have asthma, so maybe that's, you know, why it's kind of off the chain right now, but it's
so,
order.
Well, Yes, Commissioner.
I want us to finish her concern, but I did have my hand out before.
Okay, so it sounds like there is a request to potentially meet in another location, so that's something that we can discuss. Let's walk through what's in being presented in your bylaws, and then we can have discussion about what changes you might wish to make.
Well, my question was, it's gone from monthly to bi-monthly. Can we have two for all commissions?
So again, if you'll allow me to kind of walk through what's here, and remember this is a draft, and you direct what it is that you would like. The resolution that established your commission by the mayor and council required that you would at least meet every other month or 6 times per year. So that's what's been presented here as a standard from the resolution. That does not mean that if you so choose that you cannot meet monthly, if that is your preference, in terms of being able to meet the obligations and the charge that has been set before you. But the resolution says every other month, so that's what I presented here. Yeah. That doesn't mean that you can't choose as a body, and that's why we're doing this formally, that if you wish to meet on a monthly basis, you can do that. So I'll just walk through the major components. Again, the structure is the same for every board and commission. What's been presented in terms of the meeting requirements has been set up relative to what is in your establishing resolution. But if you would like to meet monthly, you can certainly do that. Actually, I think your resolution says quarterly. I anticipated that that would not be adequate to meet the needs of this commission, given that you've been meeting monthly. But if you would like to continue to meet monthly, then that's a motion that you can make to change that component of the bylaw. Okay? So let's just walk really quickly through there. It opens up and it just says the resolution. It references the resolution that established the commission. I believe you have a copy of that resolution if you need it for reference in terms of your scope of responsibility. It references the municipal code, which sets up, essentially says how many members of this commission there will be, which is 9 members, all of those kinds of details. So again, we aren't reiterating things that are already in another place that already defines that. And then it moves into the appointment or election of officers, that you will have a chair and vice chair that would be nominated annually by the commission, and the mechanism if you chose to remove somebody from their office during their term of office, how you would go about doing that. So it just formally outlines that, so you have a reference point. And then the details go into the next section, which establishes the role of the chair and the vice chair and your staff liaison, which is Captain Green, so that you clearly understand the role of each of those. And then the bylaws articulate when your regular meetings are. So now it does state that you will meet bi-monthly, which is 6 times a year on the second Wednesday of odd number months at 4 p.m. and in this location. If you so choose and you want to direct that you want that to be a monthly meeting in order to fulfill your obligations, then we will modify that and it will simply continue as a monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. Or again, if you want to change your meeting date, time, and location, this is the time to do that. So and then it goes on to explain how you would go about establishing. If you wanted to have a special meeting, you can have special meetings. You can call a special meeting. If there was an urgent matter that you needed to address, how you would go about scheduling that special meeting. What is the requirement for your quorum? So you've got 9 members, 5 members have to be present for a quorum. So for the body to continue and take action on any item, you would have to have 5 members present. So it just articulates all of those details, and then of course the attendance requirements. So if we have a commissioner that misses consecutive meetings, then they will automatically no longer be serving as a commission member. So just to be aware of some of those requirements, because you need all of your members to be present consistently in order for you to fulfill your duties. So that's all that the bylaws outline. I think the main thing for you to decide today, unless there are other areas of concern, would be relative to when you want to meet, where you want to meet, and how often you want to meet at your regular meeting times. And once this is adopted, then again, we'll be taking that back to the mayor and council. They'll adopt them. We'll probably take a group of them together, so multiple commissions are going to be reviewing their bylaws similarly to what you are doing, and then sometime in June we'll take a group of them together for adoption by the mayor and council. Yes.
Going back to my question of receiving statistics monthly? Is that something that needs to be added to your list or whatever?
That does not need to be in the bylaws, and we can discuss that when you get to the item for the update from your staff liaison or the department.
To the update?
So on your agenda, you have an item, so you can give your staff direction under the captain's report, that that's something that you would like moving forward. But that doesn't need to be included in your bylaws.
Okay, no, I don't want to forget that, and I sure don't want to forget bypassed either, so.
Sure, okay.
Yes, I would like to recommend that we continue to meet monthly, because things at the shelter change.
Yes, yes.
And I think we need to be on top of it and be aware of what's going on as well as all the.
Yeah, and I'll second that.
Chair, can we roll that?
Yep.
Where?
So that, are you making a motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Do we need to?
So what you'll want to do is you will need to actually take it, and that's fine that you did that motion, that you stated formally that you want to meet on a monthly basis. If there are no other changes that you want to make, you want to continue meeting at the same time and as the location that's identified here, then you would take a motion to adopt the bylaws with the corrections that was identified, meeting on a monthly basis, and then those would be carried forward to council.
Are there any other changes?
I move we adopt the bylaws as they have been changed.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, these have been adopted. Bylaws have been adopted.
I have a question, I guess, more than anything. I wish we had water at every meeting. And you go in this building and I snuck, I'll confess that to the police, liquid for the meeting. So I broke the law. Do you have a provision for meetings or?
You mean, is there a budget to provide water?
Water.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. We don't just generally provide water or other refreshments to the
We can take care of that ourselves.
We can't come in the building legally with anything to drink.
I think you could bring water.
A bottle of water, it's fine.
But how do you guys do it? This is not the only meeting in here.
That's the first I've heard of a prohibition on bringing a drink.
It's on the front door.
Yeah.
No water. No.
Sorry, well, I'm in the back door, so I don't think it's an issue. I don't think anybody's going to.
They just don't want you in the lobby area, people eating and drinking.
Sure.
So if you bring in a water for your commission meeting, I don't think that will be.
Okay, and then it said it again a few when we got to this floor. It said no beverages.
Okay.
I think, didn't it?
I wouldn't give it too much concern.
All right. Kathleen, you want to give a report?
So April 2018 statistics, euthanasia report for the month, dogs were at 7.4%, cats 15.7%, animals overall were at 12%. Private adoptions were at 136 for the month, rescues were 389. Privately adopted by rescue groups were at 2 for a total of 527 adoptions. Impounds by field officers totaled 208. Dogs impounded by field officers totaled 208. Cats by field officers 113, and other animals a total of 16. Dogs surrendered by the public numbered 143. Cats surrendered by the public numbered 256, and other animals surrendered by the public numbered 7, for a total of 743 animals taken in.
Wow.
Bites were reported at 27, and
bites.
An animal shelter inventory at the close of the month was 254 animals. There is an upcoming event for Memorial Day, Animals for Armed Forces Day. The website is listed on the flyer that you have, which lists all the shelters that are participating in this.
I would like, she's just showing me this flyer.
Oh, okay.
And I was wondering if she had another, because I would post it.
I could provide you copies, yeah, I can make copies for you.
Thank you.
Do you have one?
I don't have my minutes.
Oh.
You put it in the store, stay there, aren't you? At the window.
No, I was gonna put it where we live. But one for staters would be good too.
I would put some up too, if I could get some.
Okay.
That concludes my report. I can take questions if you guys have any.
Any questions?
Jane, now's your time.
Oh, now's my time, okay. My time now is to talk about liquids. Oh, the statistics that we can have copies. And this is a change in the report, isn't it?
I'd have to go back and look at last month's report, so if it was formatted.
Well, it was two or three pages.
Well, there's a lot of information that's been going into the report that's not necessarily appropriate. Specifically, information about personnel actions and actions by individual employees and sending out letters as scare tactics and a lot of other things that I've seen in the minutes that are not necessarily appropriate for a commission report, so.
Trust me, I'm not interested in personnel actions. I'm interested in the statistics about the animals.
Which statistics are you?
I think
that
was last month.
This is last month?
There's a lot of comparisons to last year.
Oh, just it's giving you month over month or year over year. Is that what you're looking for? Hey, I don't think that's a big deal. We can reformat it then.
And if we have some ongoing euthanasia rate change, then we can see where we started from here.
Sure. Yeah, we can work through and make these modifications if you guys like the information presented differently.
Well, I know. I didn't even know there were ever personnel matters on there because that.
When I say personnel matters, just actions taken by different
like
employees.
Like if there's a vacancy right. And if someone's hired, I'm interested in
right.
That.
Right, sure.
But I'm kind of concerned.
So number of vacancies, current vacancies at the shelter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not an issue.
Yeah.
And threatening letters. If you're talking about getting people to pay their license, I thought that was a good thing, and I would be interested in knowing that kind of thing again because it apparently got real positive results in terms of income for the shelter.
I might like to know how much money monthly was taken in for licensing from
yes.
Licensing.
Okay. They gave that information.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And was that a threatening letter? Is that what you were?
I'm sorry?
Was that a threat? Like, it was, they talked in there about a secretary sending out letters saying, you know, you're past due, you haven't paid your license fees.
There was discussion about using letters as scare tactics, and we're just not going to include that type of information in monthly report.
Except the letter, as I understood it, was positive in that it told people if you pay before this, we'll drop the fines, and so it brought in a lot more revenue.
Yeah, that may be the case. I'm just saying that the information is going to be presented in a different format.
Okay. However, it was good to know.
Ultimately, we have to protect the interests of the city and of the department, and saying things like that and having it recorded in the minutes is not appropriate, and it's not going to happen anymore.
Okay, I was just interested in the outcome about.
Okay.
And are we all saying we'd like that? The statistics? You were.
No, I think we said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all are. Okay. Jane, you can shut up now. Is that?
No, I think this report will have some things added to it.
Sure. Yeah, we can modify it. It
doesn't need to be 92 pages.
Right.
Remember when we've had, I
can't remember the title that we used, when we had people come in and challenge.
Well, we had citations?
Yeah, and we've had attorneys in, and we've had the police in, and we've had all kinds of
appeals.
Carry on. How are we going to handle that?
We're not doing it. That's been stated in previous meetings that is taken over by.
None of that will go to us at all.
No.
Okay, darn it.
Yeah, that was kind of fun, even though I had to.
Exciting, I do.
I got scared.
All right, are there any other commissioner meeting or commissioner announcements? I have nothing else. I call the meeting.
I move to adjourn.
All in favor? Do I have a second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Okay. How do you like?
Thank you all for your time, really appreciate it.
Are you going to continue to attend, Kyle?
Not all of the time. If there is something that you would like me to speak on, or you have questions to the city manager's office, I would be happy to attend. Periodically, we do try to rotate so that there are representatives from the city manager's office that are periodically meeting with and hearing.